Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome in, final hour of the week. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Monstrous numbers of people tuned in to Fox News, to CNN, and to MSNBC last night. I would bet that monstrous numbers of you are listening to us today as well, as we obviously have spent the entire show so far discussing the indictment of former President Trump by the New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg. I would encourage you to go listen to our interview with Andy McCarthy, who is awesome, at the top of the second hour, which would mean that I would encourage you to go listen to the podcast and subscribe there as well. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. We're on just shy of 500 radio stations nationwide. We love all of you listening to us live right now, but we also know that life brings, at times, complications. You may not be able to listen to every segment of the show. We want you to be there for 3 hours, like my mom and dad are, and like Buck's mom and dad often are as well. But we want you to have access to the podcast. Lots of unique, original things there. You can search out Clay Travis or Buck Sexton and subscribe. So we have talked about this on so many different levels. And there's a poll question up right now. We have retweeted from the Clay and Buck account. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for President Trump? A lot of people are also saying, I should have put up a no change at all because you were either going to vote for him or against him, and nothing at this point is changing. And that, to me, is the most integral question here, Buck. Because we can talk all about the legality, and I think this is a crap indictment. I think that a New York appeals court should throw it out based on statute of limitations and on an expansive and unacceptable definition of this as a felony. We should also point out that Alvin Bragg almost never charges people with felonies, right? And often allows people to plead down from felony to misdemeanor. And here he is raising a misdemeanor to a felony in an effort to go after Donald Trump. But ultimately, what this boils down to for me, Buck, is not just the unprecedented nature of these charges and the fact that in 240 years it's never happened before, and unfortunately, I think it will happen going forward now more frequently, that political adversaries will face criminal charges, not for those criminal activities at all, but just because of the political ramifications. But ultimately, this question that is the most integral is this. How do these charges, if at all, impact who's going to win in 2024? Because, Buck, when I look back at Joe Biden becoming the selection of the Democrat Party, it was they rightly deduced that he was the best option they had to beat Trump in 2020. And then he got a massive assist from COVID. I believe Trump would have won, I've said for a long time, comfortably in 2020 if COVID had not upset the apple cart, changed all the rules, and allowed fear to be the predominant message of Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. I think a lot of women in particular, a lot of suburban moms, bought into the idea that Joe Biden was going to solve everything He would take care of COVID. Normalcy would return. That certainly hasn't happened. What's going to happen? If it is Trump and Biden again, things have to change. Will Trump be able to change the electorate, the outcome, and therefore return right to the White House?
We asked this question, I think, rhetorically, because it's so far away that there will be so many indicators that will have changed. There'll be so many things that will be at play that we can't even necessarily foresee right now. What is the state of the U.S. economy? What is the state of the war in Ukraine? What is the situation of Trump's legal fights against this indictment? Sure, but we are all expecting that now, if you're the Georgia grand jury and the Georgia prosecutor, why wouldn't you bring an indictment again? Again, the incentives for people in the position of either Bragg or the case of the Georgia prosecutor specifically, the incentive is for them to at least bring it, because the same way that, and I think this is important to remember, the journalistic establishment in this country, because of Trump, openly said, you remember this, they started to tell people this, they said it out loud, and it became really a rallying cry for them. In an era of Trump, the truth is anti-Trump. That became their entire mantra, meaning they no longer were to just tell people the facts and let them describe, you know, or let them decide. It was the truth must be anti-Trump. We're no longer journalists.
Yep.
They're doing something similar to the law here. The law is no longer about justice. It's no longer about what the statutes say and what is in keeping with just outcomes. The law is a weapon of anti-Trumpism. They are taking the core institutions that we, some people at least, take for granted, and they're using them for political purposes in a way that cannot, this can't go back, right? This doesn't ever get changed, really. So that part of it for me is really, is very concerning, over the long term. And I think that as for how this shakes out for the election, you know, the Democrats, it feels to me like in their minds, this is their move no matter what, because let's say Trump wins. Well, at least they'll have had the emotional satisfaction of their Trump derangement syndrome, which is a term we should bring back. This is Trump derangement syndrome, yes, on display from this prosecutor in New York City. So in order to satiate their Trump derangement syndrome, they will have brought this charge and perhaps other charges. And so even if Trump is able to beat them, and I know based on our polling yesterday, about half this audience, maybe 55%, thinks that Trump will beat them despite all of this. But for them, it's, well, even if that happens, why not try to cheat? You know what I mean? Like, they would have lost, but in their minds, it's, they would lose by even more if they weren't trying to rig the system against him. So this is why I see this as just the beginning. I think the effort grows. And I can foresee a situation where I do, I might be wrong about this. Couldn't Trump be theoretically prevent, now you can run for office as a felon. We talked to Andy about this. For president, you can be a felon. But aren't there certain constitutionally proscribed offenses that you would not be able to hold high federal office, such as if they were to go with incitement to insurrection? I just think that they're going to take this all the way now. That's kind of my thinking.
I think you would have to be impeached rather than just charged and convicted by an outside court. And I
also, your president, though? Like, so I'm talking about while he's running.
Yeah, I think you could impeach. Again, I could be wrong. This is all. Let me just say this. Any lawyer who tells you, hey, this is 100% going to happen, these are such uncharted waters. Do not trust that lawyer. And certainly if it's a lawyer who is representing any of the people involved in the case. I've been in these situations, right? You're going to make it, if you're the defense attorney, prosecutor, whatever it is, you're going to make it as if, oh, this is the easiest call that's ever existed. I believe, Buck, that if you are impeached, like the reason they brought impeachment too was the idea of trying to keep Trump from ever being able to run for elective office again. If you are, and again, this is such an this is me on the fly, right? It's not like I'm studying the Constitution right now and all of the law. So I believe that in order to not be able to run, it would have to be a impeachment proceeding that would say he's no longer eligible to serve office, because I believe there have been judges that have been impeached, which would keep them from ever being able to work in the federal government again. There have not certainly been any presidents that have been impeached and removed from office, right? The first part of the impeachment House, then you have to get 67 votes in the Senate in order to keep you from being eligible to be president anymore.
So this is the 14th Amendment Section 3. It prohibits those who had engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof.
Now that is, sorry to cut you, that's the Civil War. So they were saying that if you were a Confederate soldier, that's when that was passed. This is what they tried to apply to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the court disallowed it because the plain reading of that, and this is the plain reading of that, is this was designed for someone who actually took up arms against the United States government. In other words, Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis and all the, I'm a Civil War history nerd.
But they weren't. You know, they so this is already, you're saying this is already, because now this is where they're trying to claim that is the way that they could prevent, you know, looking at
and
like
that's
lawfare.
That's the legal argument that they tried to use to keep Marjorie Taylor Greene from being able to return to Congress.
But I'm telling you, they still think they can use it against Trump. Like,
but I'm saying, I don't think that would in any way be effective, is what I'm saying. I mean, but they tried to use it against Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia, and that was tossed out, I believe. Again, this is such attenuated, crazy jurisprudence. I don't have that case in front of me right now, but if I remember correctly, I believe they tossed out that idea because it was designed specifically, that aspect of the 14th Amendment, to apply to Confederate soldiers who had taken up arms against the United States government.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. They're going to try to do anything they can to keep Trump. Here's the deal, though, Buck. I don't think they actually want him not to be able to run. To me, the play here is to weaken Trump in the general election while strengthening him in the Republican race. So they want Trump to be the nominee. I understand some of you out there are saying, oh, this is about trying to keep Trump from running because they're afraid he's going to win. I don't think that's true at all. I think they know that Trump is strengthened with charges in the Republican nomination battle, but he is simultaneously weakened in a general election against Biden.
Yeah, it makes him the candidate, and it sets him up to be a weaker candidate.
That's right.
That's what they want.
And that's what they want. That's what they're trying to do here. And if you doubt me, well, I just wanted to play this because this is, understand, we're dealing in a propaganda media era. Here is a montage of media on MSNBC and CNN gleefully reacting to Trump being charged with a crime. Doesn't even matter what the crime is. They are just ecstatic. Listen.
Fox News alert here. We have just gotten word former President Donald Trump has been indicted.
NBC News has learned a New York grand jury has just voted to indict former President Donald Trump.
We have some breaking news, and it is historic news out of Lower Manhattan right now. A federal jury, a grand jury, has voted to indict former President Trump.
It finally happened. A New York grand jury has voted to indict former President Trump.
3 minutes before I walked out on the stage here, the New York Times reported a New York grand jury voted to indict former President Donald J. Trump.
The J in Donald J. Trump now stands for jail.
Lady Justice grabbed Trump by the...
All right, there you go. They want him indicted. Democrats want him in the ring against Joe Biden. It is an unprecedented, uncharted era in American legal history. We went 240 years without one political party trying to put their chief political opposition behind bars. This is where we are. Democrats, who claimed that they cared about the sanctity of democracy, are showing their hand. All they care about is raw, naked, partisan power, and they will do themselves everything that they told us Trump would do. Imagine the reaction if Trump had tried to put Joe Biden behind bars. And oh, by the way, there is plenty of evidence that certainly the Biden crime family has committed a bevy of felonies, which are far more serious than what Manhattan District Attorney
Alvin Bragg. You want to do another stake bet on how Joe Biden still won't have his son charged this year? Because I'm hungry. I'm willing to go. Willing to go.
We went to transcript. I think I have won a stake bet because I've been saying Trump would be indicted for a long time.
No, but not on this. Not on Stormy Daniel payments. No.
We're going to have the team go back into the 2022 annals to find out exactly what the audio is.
Did you even remember the Stormy Daniels thing was? I mean, there are times where I forgot that they were even looking into this.
Well, I mean, again, I think it's important to note that the federal government reviewed all of this evidence and decided this is not a bringable, colorable claim. And then they brought it back, which is why I think there's statute of limitations issues. They've been investigating this for 7 years. Everything costs more right now. Everything that is, except for Pure Talk's cell phone service. If you switch from AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile right now to Pure Talk, you can get a $30 a month deal for unlimited talk, text, plenty of data. $30 monthly plan up against any cell phone company in America, and I bet it's the single best cell phone service value out there. Nationwide 5G service, no service interruptions, no blackout zones, great customer service. In a time when more and more companies are shunning conservative values, important, we customers support a company who shares our values. Pure Talk certainly does that. Their CEO and chairman is a U.S. veteran, and they care about supporting veterans and our military. When you become a Pure Talk customer, you have the option to support America's warrior partnership to help prevent veteran suicides. You can keep your same phone number, keep your same phone, and get this, average size family will save $1,000 a year. Make the switch today. How do you do it? Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and save 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. Start saving today.
From the front lines of freedom and truth, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100.
Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
In just a few minutes, I'm going to be joined by Benjamin Hall of Fox News. He's going to tell us about his incredible story of survival and perseverance, never giving up. He's got a book out, and he is the Fox correspondent who was grievously wounded in Ukraine. You will remember at the very start of the Ukraine war, he is going to talk to us about what he went through and how he's overcome it. And he's back home, thank God, now with his wife and children and still doing work for Fox. I know we're talking a lot about the legal ramifications of the Trump indictment, everything today, and obviously that's the biggest single story. I did just want to throw out there, because we only got a couple of minutes here, that Clay, the data, you know, this is, I know we're going back to vaccines here for a second with COVID, but the data from Australia, which has both very, very granular data, it's not that big of a country, and obviously had incredibly strict, really the strictest outside of China, I think, rules for a lockdown for any major country, for lockdowns and vaccination. They made everybody get the shot. There was really no way to not get the shot. And they just went through, I think they had, was it 12 or 13% excess mortality? I'm sorry, 12% excess mortality for 2022. The data is finally in. It's 2023, yep. Which is another way of saying that even after the whole country was vaccinated, you can look and see it did not prevent a lot of death and might have even created, because of the lockdown situations where more people died. Essentially, the vaccine in Australia was a giant failure.
We need to get Alex Berenson on to talk about that latest data, because one of the scariest parts, and of course, this is not going to surprise you, none of the media out there hardly is talking about it, is COVID's basically over. Right, for all intents and purposes, has been for a while. People are dying at way outside the expected range still all over the world. And the places with the highest level of death have the highest level of COVID shot vaccination. So what's going on there, Buck? I mean, this is not you and me just kind of spitballing. This is what the data is reflecting. Now, you could potentially say, oh, tons of people made poor health choices. They didn't go to the gym. They didn't work out. They didn't go see their doctor, and they're dying now at higher rates because we were massively over-indexed on worrying about COVID. Maybe that's it. But I think that's getting harder and harder of a case to make with the data. And we'll talk about that certainly in the days, the weeks, and months ahead. Coming up next, we got Benjamin Hall, who's going to join us, talk about what happened to him in Ukraine. In the meantime, if you own a small business, have you taken advantage of the tax refund program for the IRS? It's referred to as the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Team of lawyers and accountants at GetRefunds.com are experts in this little-known program. You can get started and in less than 8 minutes see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com's already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They may be able to help your business too. There's no upfront charges. Once you get paid, they get paid. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. So don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Doesn't cost you anything. Give them 10 minutes to save you a bundle. GetRefunds.com today.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
We are joined now by Benjamin Hall, who was in Ukraine, Fox News reporter. Has an incredible story to share with so many of you out there that I think you guys would love. This is now, let me go ahead and give you the backstory here. The book is out. It is fabulous, and it is saved. A War Reporter's Mission to Make It Home. Benjamin is with us now. What is the last thing you remember before that attack happened, and what was your immediate recollection when you became aware of what happened with that attack? And we're so glad that you have recovered and that you're going to be there with your family for years and years to come.
Yes, well, I mean, thanks, Clay and Buck, for having me on. I really appreciate it. And yes, look, I think back to that day every single day, really. And I think the last thing I remember was driving home, thinking that we had done our job really well that day. We'd filmed some of the abandoned villages that had been shelled. No one in sight. And I just remember thinking in my head, how are we going to edit this piece? What's the story going to be? How are we going to put it together? And out of nowhere, out of the sky, the bombs started flying right at the car, targeted at us. So that was the last moment that I remember up to then. And Pierre shouting, get out of the car, just before the second bomb hit right next to us and knocked me out. And then, of course, I remember the rest of the day as well. I managed to get out of the car, was on fire, leg gone, foot gone. You know, shrapnel across my face, badly injured. But then I just remember the next 40 minutes of sitting there trying to think, how do I get home? How do I survive? How do I get home to my family? So I remember it all very clearly. And, you know, I think back to it every day because I think it gives me strength to remember that.
Hey, Benjamin, it's Buck. What can you tell us about, you know, the rescue operation to get you out? You know, we do not have a U.S. military presence in country, so this is a very different situation than correspondents, for example, who would have been in Iraq or Afghanistan in previous years. How did you get out of the country?
Well, that's right. And Jen Griffin, our Pentagon correspondent, she found out quite quickly, and she spoke to John Kirby, who she was with at the Pentagon. And he said, look, we cannot go into Ukraine. It is government policy. No one's going in to get him. If you can get him to the border, then we will be there and the U.S. military will pick him up and help treat him. And so it was on her to find a team who could come and get that. And she knew team from Save Our Allies. This is the same incredible group led by Sarah Varada, who got thousands of people out of Afghanistan when that country fell and the U.S. pulled out. And they had this team together in Poland, all former military, former intelligence, and they came in without knowing where I was. They just knew that the team had been hit, and they knew that two of the team were dead, and they just started driving. They drove the 20 hours in, and they tracked me down, badly injured in a small Ukrainian hospital. But they couldn't get me out of the city. The capital city of Kyiv was almost surrounded by the Russians at that point. And they couldn't fly me out. They couldn't drive me out because of the shrapnel in my neck. But we found out through intelligence, or they found out through intelligence, that the Polish prime minister was on a covert vision to meet Zelensky. And if we could reach the Polish prime minister's train inside Kyiv, which is their equivalent to Air Force One, then we could get out with the Polish prime minister. But that involved breaking through the curfew, a 36-hour curfew, and that was checkpoint to checkpoint through the middle of the night, and at each one being pulled out of the car by the Ukrainian soldiers at gunpoint. They thought that we were a Russian team coming in, opening up my wounds, checking my wounds, with no pain meds at that point. And so we had this mad dash through the city to try and get to the train. And finally, with minutes to spare, we got to this train, and the evacuation finally was able to continue and to be completed. But what is amazing in the book is that it is about these people who risked their own lives to come in and save me, who took a look at one picture and said, there's an American in there who needs help. We're going to go in and get him. And I tell the backstory of some of the guys who came in, people who had lost friends, you know, alongside him in Afghanistan and Iraq, who had lost, you know, fathers. And they said, we're not going to let another father die and leave his children at home. And so it's an incredible story about how they risk their lives to come and get me and find a way to get me home and get me out.
We're talking to Benjamin Hall. The book is Saved, A War Reporter's Mission to Make It Home. It was almost exactly a year ago that this happened to you. How have you changed since then? What is different in your life? How do you value things in your life differently? Many people have had near-death experiences, have massive changes in their life. How would you assess your life having changed since then?
Yeah, in many ways. You know, I feel exactly the same person sometimes, and I feel like a totally different and new person in many others. And I just think that my outlook on life, the things that matter most, have changed. And all the small things that, you know, you worry about in life, the little details, none of those matter anymore. I have this incredibly wide picture of what matters in the world, and it is family. It is helping others. It is, you know, the pride to your country, doing the big, important things. If we do those things together, then everything else will sort itself out. And, you know, I appreciate some of these things in a real emotional sense now. Like, I feel it. I feel it inside me. I feel the love for my family and the pride towards America, my country. And so I feel different in that sense. And I also just think that We don't pay enough attention to those things sometimes in life, you know. We have to work hard, and we have to do it for one another. And if we do that, we're going to be in a better place. And that's how I plan on continuing my life now.
Benjamin, what can you tell us about your plans now going forward? I mean, would you, you're continuing, I know, to work with Fox. What are your goals now? What do you want to be doing now?
Well, the most important thing is I want to keep moving forward, you know, and I do the book tour, and of course I talk about what happened to me. It's an incredible story, but in my mind, I'm looking forward. I'm looking at what we can do next, not what happened in the past, and I can't wait to get back to work. I want to start telling stories of some of these heroes that I met, heroes who helped me, talking about some of the incredible things out there, the community of people out there. You know, I spent 15 years covering wars, and somehow I feel that there's a slight... you asked me what had changed about myself, and this has changed in my work as well. The focus that I want to look at has changed as well. So I think that's where I want to go next. But the main thing is I want to keep working again. You know, having these injuries, you know, losing limbs, it doesn't stop you from doing anything in life. You know, you've got to pick yourself up and you've got to work hard and keep working. And that's exactly what I plan to keep doing, and as soon as possible. I've got a couple of operations coming up which have to hold me back. I'll be off my legs for a while. But as soon as those finish, I'll be, you know, be back on air, be back telling these incredible stories.
What was it like to see your kids? And how much did they impact your drive to get out of Ukraine and keep yourself alive?
Everything. The minute that I was lying there on the ground, that I, you know, very badly injured, and I was telling Pierre, our cameraman, who hadn't died at that point, and I was saying, look, I've got to go. I'm so injured. We've got to go home. And all I could think of was, how do I get back to my children? What am I going to do? I'm going to crawl to find them. And even when I was in hospital every day, I thought, I'm going to get better every day. I'm going to walk further today. I'm going to, if I did 2 steps yesterday, I'm going to do 3 steps today, because I'm going to go home to see my children. Actually, when I got home, I remember being quite nervous before I saw them, because I was so afraid that they would be somewhat scared of me, that their lives would change, that it would be harder for them. So I entered my house that when I finally came home, and I turned the corner, and all those fears disappeared as they just ran. They ran and they hugged me, and you realize that nothing else mattered. It's father and son. And all the other things disappear, and there's that moment of just total joy where I realized I'd got everything I'd worked for. Everything I'd struggled for was right there hugging me, you know. My 3 girls were there, and, you know, that's what drives me. That's what drives me every day.
The book is Saved, A War Reporter's Mission to Make It Home. Please get your copy today. Benjamin Hall, the author. Benjamin, amazing story. You're an inspiration, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us, and Godspeed going forward.
Clem Buck, thanks so much for having me. Pleasure speaking to you.
My friends, one of the greatest things you can do for your family is preserve your family's history. If you've got old videotapes or Super 8 film or any number of old photos collected over the decades, it's time to digitize all of that. Be the person in your family that gets it done. Everybody will love you for it. There's a company based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Clay's home state, does it better and cheaper than anybody else. That company is Legacy Box. They send you a special shipping box made to accommodate all of your old tapes and photos. They carefully transfer everything by hand before returning it to you along with digital files you can easily share and save forever. Start now with their $9 per videotape sale. Go online to legacybox.com/buck. Do that for yourself today to get this great discount. legacybox.com/BUCK. 65% off at legacybox.com/buck.
Subscribe to CNB 24/7 and never miss a minute of Clay and Buck while getting behind-the-scene access to special content for members only.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are... Meet Kelsey. When she found out she was pregnant, she wasn't sure where to turn. But after meeting with the counselors at a preborn network clinic, they welcomed her and supported her and provided her with a free ultrasound. Kelsey heard her baby's heartbeat and she chose life.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
By introducing a woman to her baby on an ultrasound, a baby's chance at life doubles. Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK, sponsored by Preborn.
We're closing up shop here on Clay and Buck before the weekend, so it's a great time to tell you to subscribe to the Clay and Buck podcast, because if you missed any show, you can catch up. You also, by the way, can listen to some of our deep dives. We have Tudor Dixon now on the Clay and Buck podcast network. Another phenomenal host, I believe, coming soon, but we can't announce anything yet on the Clay and Buck network. And also, I did some deep dives this week. Douglas Murray, author of The War on the West. We got into all kinds of stuff, particularly on the history side, the history that you're not supposed to know and that you're not supposed to talk about, for example, and how he brings it up when he goes to different colleges and universities. That's all in the Clay and Buck podcast feed, so go check it out. Also, Anna Paulina Luna earlier this week, who was one of those rebels in Congress. We're still heading for a major debt ceiling showdown, and it's going to be a little different with some of the folks involved here from the congressional side of it than it has been in the past, I think. So please do subscribe to Clay and Buck podcast. And Clay, you want to do calls? You want to do emails? Dealer's choice.
I'll go with a call. You pull up what you like on the email faction here. We got a bunch of people in all over the place who want to weigh in. Charlie in Miami, what do you think?
Hey, Clay and Buck, Charlie. Two quick questions regarding Trump. With all these four plus cases probably going through, I mean, isn't a higher probability likelihood that it's going to ultimately be appealed to the Supreme Court and it get thrown out? And then my second question is regarding the manifesto in Nashville. Where is it?
How about Clay? You take the court, I'll take the manifesto. Go for it.
Yeah, so I think it is going to be tossed out. Now, the problem, if you heard us talking to Andy McCarthy, it might take years, because remember, let's use New York State as an example. It has to go all the way through the New York State courts. Then it has to go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will have to find a federal-related issue that makes reviewing the New York State court viable from a federal perspective. Same thing would have to happen in Georgia. If there were federal decisions made, like the Department of Justice, that's somewhat easier, because it's straight to the Supreme Court, because Supreme Court has federal jurisdiction after it goes through the circuit courts and everything else there. So, yes, I think this thing is going to be a long, slow-moving legal process that takes years.
And unfortunately, they win either way, in a sense. Because
as your point, the process is the punishment.
Yes, the process is the punishment. And then on the manifesto side of things, we talked about this in some detail yesterday. Clay raised very interesting a possibility that there could be some legitimate details that affect, you know, individuals still alive, or, you know, perhaps the families of the deceased. So there, I wish law enforcement would just say that, so that there wouldn't be this sense of politicization. I'm still suspicious of the delay, to put it mildly. And I would just also point out that this just came out yesterday, the Biden administration, in the same week that a transgender individual engages in a mass murder, including the murder of three little kids, 9-year-olds, the Biden administration put out a proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility. This is from the White House yesterday. Transgender Day of Visibility celebrates the joy, strength, and absolute courage of some of the bravest people I know. I believe also Karine Jean-Pierre said something along the lines of the White House's, you know, heart goes out to all the transgender people who are under threat right now, something along those lines. So that's where their focus is.
They showed up in Tennessee. We didn't really talk about this. And they had a storming, essentially, of the Tennessee State Capitol. And, Buck, I don't know if you saw some of these videos. They were chanting that there were seven victims.
I didn't see that chant. I saw the videos of the rowdy
protest. They were holding up seven fingers and chanting that there were seven victims.
Disgusting.
They were including the murderer as a victim in the Tennessee, the Nashville, my hometown, mass killing event inside of a school.
You know, that's reminiscent to me of, you know, when certain jihadist mindsets, when they will celebrate the suicide bomber as a martyr.
Yes.
You know, that's the level of evil that you cross over into. You know, a suicide bomber walks into a pizzeria in Israel and Hamas says, you know, this is a brave act. The woman who did this was not a victim. She was not a victim. It's a point of contention for a lot of us still. We want to know what happened.
And remember, speaking of the dishonesty in the media, we have a story up. Bobby Barak at Outkick wrote this. CBS News banned their reporters from referring to the transgender aspect of this murder. Think about how crazy that. Think just if a white guy commits a mass shooting, imagine the outrage if there was a, hey, we can't mention that this is a white male, if that directive went out. You want to talk about protected class and who's in positions of power? When the White House issues a statement that you should be praised based on your identity and choices, you are not a victim class. You're being protected by the most powerful people in the world.
Going into the VIP mailbox for a second here. This is Dave who writes, this indictment shows just how scared the deep state is of Trump. Trump in his first term learned how extensive the deep state is. If he has a second term, he will really drain the swamp. The deep state, this includes the mainstream media, will do anything to keep Trump out. If he wins, I fear for him. That's Dave weighing in. Clay, what do you, I got another one here.
I completely disagree with that. I think this, if they were afraid of Trump, the best thing they could do is what they're doing, is not what they're doing right now, because they're putting him, to me, this is what it calls him out on all the BS about Trump being the biggest threat to the government. If you truly thought that Trump was Hitler, you wouldn't want him to win the Republican nomination and run against you, right? This calls them out on their game plan because they want Trump because they think Biden is more likely to beat him. If you really thought he was pure evil, you wouldn't want him in the ring.
Just understand this, everybody. Alvin Bragg, if this goes the way the Democrats want it to, runs for governor. I agree with Clay on that. And he's already thinking about how he could run for president.
Yep.
Think about that for a moment here. We've got LR writes, in Georgia, the governor does not hold the authority to commute or pardon. Oh, wow. Okay. That authority lies with the Georgia State Board of Pardons and Paroles. Good fact check, LR. Every governor that I've ever known about has the right to commute or pardon. I didn't know that wasn't true in Georgia. I learned something new.
Yeah, and it may be that the board puts in front of the governor potential people that could be pardoned. Again, I when we got that question, I thought it was a fascinating question. I'm not an expert in the gubernatorial parties of Georgia. Yeah,
This audience is, and we honestly sharp. Say this, super on it, and the knowledge base that we can draw upon from all of you is amazing. Georgia is one of three states that do not have the ability to pardon or grant clemency in the governor's office. I was unaware of that. There you go.
It's good info.
Let me see.
This is also why I would be, anytime you ask a lawyer a question, if they know the answer to everything, they're lying. A lot of times you ask me a question, I got to say, I don't know, I got to look that up. That's what most lawyers would say in response to most legal questions. And credit for our audience for having the time, go look that up. It is an intriguing aspect if there are charges brought in Atlanta surrounding the Trump investigation there.
Well, folks, rest up this weekend, you know. Spend some time with loved ones, with friends, read a good book, because next week You're going to be rocking it out with us here, and it's going to be crazy out there.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.